Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. While accompanying a paleontology expedition, taking pictures of fossils, tonight's guest discovered a discarded and waterlogged photography portfolio. Photographer Ainsley Boyd has taken these photos and turned them into the fossils exhibit running until May 31st at Toronto's Earl Selkirk Gallery. Ainsley's taking a few moments out of her honeymoon to talk to us about this exhibit and her budding photography career. But before we talk to Ainsley, let's listen to Met by Rain from Nabby's Hibernation CD.
Cross-legged in the cafe chair, watching the waitress go out to get some air. She's pulling down the patio seat under the umbrella sign. I'm sipping tea from an oversized mug, listening to a girl talk about all the drugs she's been doing to make life seem okay. 4:20 in the afternoon, I laugh to myself, I think about you and when you saw my halo fall with bloodshot eyes. I did what I must, I did what I trust, I called on the wind to scatter the dust. I did what I know, soften the blow, I called on the air to let the wind go. And I'm met by shame. Fighting outside of a church, I couldn't stop crying, couldn't have felt much worse. I'm a writer, but you were always so much better with hurtful words. After a few years, the words came about. Online paper, I wrote them all out and I slipped them under your front door. I did what I must, I did what I trust. I called on the fire to burn off the rust. I did what I know, soften the blow. I called on the fire to let the flames go. And I'm met by pain.
To our interview with Ainsley Boyd. Good evening, Ainsley.
Hello.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, before we get to the information on the fossils exhibit, let's start by giving our listeners a little bit of an introduction of who you are and what you do. How did you get interested in photography?
I've sort of always been interested in photography. I had a little Pix camera growing up, and I would set my Barbies up and do family portraits with them all the time, so kind of always had a camera in my hand, but in high school I accidentally took a class, which was communication technology, and we did a lot of photography, and I decided I loved it, so I applied to do photography for my post-secondary education, and ended up at Ryerson, and ended up doing a lot of the art sort of photography, which I fell in love with.
Now, when you started, were you using, you're talking about the Barbies and things like that. Were you using a film camera at that point in time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so how has the switch from film to digital made a difference for you in that time frame? Because the technology of what's happening with photography is just has really changed even within the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's really true. I still use film, actually. The work that I'm showing right now is digital, but I do love the sort of texture and grainy quality that film does give you. And I have a collection of many vintage cameras that I find all over the place, and I do use them still. But I think the digital switch really changed how people look at photography. Everyone can be a sort of photographer now, if you know what I mean. You can take hundreds of pictures and maybe one will work out, which is sort of a total opposite to what film was, where film you had to really think about what you were doing and make sure that you liked what it was before you shot it, because you could only take a couple, you know?
I came up through the news photography ranks, and we used to just say film is cheap, so take as many pictures as you want, and you'll eventually get the one that you is going to be the one that's going to get into the paper.
Yeah.
Looking at that and looking at that change, did you ever learn to develop your own film at that point in time?
Yeah, that's sort of, I think, when I really started loving photography the most. That was in high school in that communication technology class. And we, the first thing was, before we learned how to do digital stuff, we learned film first. And we would spend a lot of time in a dark room processing and printing pictures. And even in university, that was a huge part. We did as well as color, dark room.
And what is it that you like about the developing process?
I think it's important, actually, for us to know how pictures were made before we had digital. I think it explains a lot about how the camera works and what's happening inside the camera. But for me, it's also just like being so hands-on with the process and having a lot of control, seeing the image appear before your eyes while it's in the developing tray.
As you got and moved from high school and into university, how did your photography change or progress in terms of both subject matter and even just the way you were composing films, the way pictures, the way you were looking at subjects? How did that sort of develop as you were going along?
Well, I think in high school I was just kind of taking pictures of whatever was around. In university, had to look more at complete projects and complete bodies of work, and you also had to sort of think about what the concept was, write artist statements. So I think university made me look at my photography in more of an art way. Like in high school, I was doing sort of artsy things, but just one off. And in university, I had to make complete projects and really think about what the project and the work was about. And it was a neat experience too. I had class full of all sorts of diverse people doing all sorts of things, doing fashion, doing interiors, doing, I don't know, anything you can think of photography-based. So it was neat to have those sort of viewpoints looking at my work and then myself looking at theirs, and all those interesting comments you get and things to think about. I found that really helpful.
And what sort of direction were you taking in terms of subject matter for your own stuff?
In university, it was mostly, like, I guess, abstract nature. I look up a lot, so there's a lot of images that have a little bit of tree or a little bit of skyline and a lot of sky or a lot of clouds. I really just look around. I think my art is, like, me going outside and looking at what God has created.
Mm-hmm. Well, who have been your influence? Who have been some of the people that have influenced you as a photographer?
Oh, that's always a hard question, I think. There's one, I often get inspiration through films, actually, I think. There's a director called Gus Van Sant, and I really enjoy the way he directs his video gaze. He does it in, like, sort of unexpected ways, I think. He stays on a subject longer than others might, and I think it's sort of, like, the sort of still video photography that I really like, and I've sort of gotten into doing more video work as well.
Have you found anyone, any photographers that, other than Gus, that you admire and that you sort of have learned or maybe even in early days tried to emulate their styles?
I don't know if I've ever really tried to emulate, but I definitely look I love, like, the history of photography and seeing, you know, where we've come from. I love a lot of the documentary photographers and things, but I don't know if I ever have tried to emulate. I think it's just me going outside and looking around. I'm an observer.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things you mentioned on your website is that you do both portrait photography as well as photo restoration and that. What are the things that attract you to that particular discipline?
Well, I love spending time with people and taking their pictures. I think the photo restoration really comes from my love of the history, and I love there's sort of this whole idea of the old photographs that's been forgotten or, you know, left to get damaged or whatever, and the fact that now with digital editing, you can sort of bring that back to life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really interesting. I do always try to keep some of the, you know, some of the wear and tear there, maybe less like than it's there actually. But I think the history of the photograph is really interesting.
Right. Are there any of the sort of the historical photographers that you've sort of really come to appreciate over the years?
Yeah, I'm just sort of blanking on
okay.
names right now.
I'm just thinking of people like Ansel Adams and
right.
Yusuf Karsh and some of those people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with photographer Ainsley Boyd. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
We're all getting so loose, like an old pair of leather shoes. We're all getting so vain, can't see past our own face. We're all getting so pain-filled, we forget about grace. We're getting so selfish, like a country that won't share. We're all going so helpless, like mice running scared. Get off of our hands, get off of our feet. We may not have left, but that doesn't mean we didn't want to leave. We're all grown so wild, like a spoiled lonely child. We're all getting so broken, we no longer want to feel. We're getting so violent, there's no place for us to heal. We're grown so fearful, we leave no chance for peace. Let's along in our prisons, we don't want to be released. Let's along in our prisons, we don't want to be released. Get off of our hands, get off of our feet. We may not have left, but that doesn't mean we didn't want to leave. Forget how to be good. We're grown so dirty, we miss our childhood. We're getting so hardened, like dried out firewood. We're grown so desperate, seeking help from Hollywood. You can tell we're getting desperate.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Help from Hollywood from Nabby's Hibernation CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with photographer Ainsley Boyd. Before we went to break, you were sort of talking about, you know, that love of that historical aspect of photography, and I guess that's sort of what happened with the fossils exhibit. You found this portfolio of waterlogged and discarded photos. How did that whole exhibit and that whole process come into existence?
It's a pretty cool story, actually. A friend of mine was studying his PhD in paleontology, and he needed someone to drive him to a fossil dig he was going to do in New York. And it ended up that my now husband and I were able to do that. And so we just basically followed him around to all these random quarries and sides of highways where he was looking for his fossils. And one of the quarries just became this huge dumping site for the locals. And it was full of anything you can imagine. Everything possible was in the middle of this quarry. So we were like, well, this is awesome. And so we started taking all these pictures. And we stumbled upon this book that had been sort of left there. I think it had actually been ripped apart a little bit. Some of the pages weren't with the actual book. But for the most part, the book was sort of intact. But there had been a lot of flooding in... We were in Albany, New York, and there'd been a lot of flooding right before we got there. So the book was drenched, and as you started opening the pages, the emulsion had, like, blended together from different photographs and became very gooey and sticky. And I guess Dave was saying when he opened the first page, I was like, stop! And I had to, like, take pictures of it immediately. So I spent that entire day shooting it. I think even part of the next day shooting it at that location.
And so how did that turn into an exhibit?
I think even as I was shooting it, I knew, like, this work is going to be an important work of mine. It's sort of just, I was on a fossil dig looking for fossils of history of nature, and I had found what to me is fossils of photography. It's the emulsion-based prints that had been sort of left to the elements. And even just the fact that you could sort of see in some of the images the faces of people, sort of, they've all been obscured and weathered, but they're still there. So it's like just the history of people, the history of photography was right there in front of me. And it's just beautiful, and it's colorful, and it's abstract. And even as I'm showing it, people are like, what is this? Is this a painting? And you're like, no, it's a photograph of a photograph that's been ruined.
No, was there anything in the book that kind of would lead you back to, you know, where those photos originally came from, and, you know, were able to sort of look that up for and discover what the origins of those pictures were?
Not really. There's no cover. The cover of the book is gone. There's no writing that was legible anyway that we could see. But the only thing we could sort of make from it was that it seemed to be a lot of different weddings, and so I'm guessing it was a portfolio of a wedding photographer, and it was probably taken, like, it's emulsion-based color photography, so we're guessing, and from what the clothes we can see, it's probably late 80s, early 90s portfolio book.
Wow. So how did that all develop into this exhibit?
Well, I knew I wanted to show the work. And I was hoping to contact show. And sorry. And I there's a gallery art space near my house. And I knew the two owners, and I just sort of went to them one day and I was like, this is my work, would you like to show it? And they were really into it. They loved the subject matter, they loved the results, and so it just sort of went from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the exhibit opened at the beginning of the month. What's been the reaction so far?
It's been great. The opening was, I think, a huge success. It was full of people, and everyone seemed to be loving it. People were coming up to me being like, are you the artist? This is great. We love this. Really positive. I also did an artist talk about a week ago, which I brought the actual book in and the fossils, and people who were there really liked it. So
you kept the book itself?
Yeah, I brought it back. It's much darker now. A lot of the colors that are in the photographs is totally gone. All the orange and all the purple has just sort of gone into brown.
Wow. So I guess in terms of exhibits, was this the first one that you had done?
Not my first one. It's my first solo exhibit, though. I've done, like, group shows and things like that. I've done things in restaurants and in galleries, but always in a group.
What in terms of doing exhibits and like, especially the one that this is being your first solo one, what does that mean for you as an artist, as a photographer, in terms of getting your works out there and letting people see it?
It's really good. I think it was really good for me to be a part of Contact. It's a really well-known, really well-respected photography festival. So even just the fact that I have a solo show in Contact right now, that's pretty huge, I think.
Now, one of the things that we're looking at with Arts Connection is sort of that intersection of faith, arts, and culture. How does your work as a photographer allow you to intersect, you know, your faith, your art, and what you see going on in culture?
I think that's an interesting question. My faith in my photography is not as subtle. I'm not making pictures that are overtly Christian or overtly pointing to God. God is an important part of my life. So as an artist, as a creator, I think it comes through. To me, God is like the ultimate creator, and we are created in his image, and therefore I think we are created to be creative. And part of what that is for me is, I think, how I see the world, how I walk around and see important things where other people might not see anything. Even just the sky to me is so important. And the way that I found the book, you know, it was totally by chance. I think, you know, I couldn't have found it if mm-hmm. I wasn't like, all right, here, have this book.
Right.
And then to me also, it's like through culture, this with the example of fossils, it's, I feel, really relevant. Fossils of photography, we see right now the death of the film era, in a sense, and we've just sort of moved directly into film or into digital photography. And then just also the idea of memory and idea of, like, I don't know, moving on from what has happened,
mm-hmm.
sort of the cultural things that are happening in the photography world right now. So it all kind of joins together.
Yeah, there's almost that sense of, I mean, Eastman Kodak has been struggling as a company. And you know, they're getting to the point where they're no longer producing any more film. So once those supplies are gone, that whole aspect of film photography will be gone forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. I still do love film, and I think there's a lot of artists who still use it. So I think we're all sort of mourning the loss of it right now.
Yeah. Well, what I think we're gonna do is we're gonna take one final break. And after the break, we're going to wrap up our conversation with photographer Ainsley Boyd. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
I can't believe in harmony we sang to the fold in the dusty pages. I wrote you a song that sung rather often. Someday in harmony we will sing. Oh, time I was chasing the sun with no shoes until I could run no more. Oh, time I was listening underneath the stars to the symphony of the song. In harmony we sang to the wall in the dusty pages. I wrote so quickly pass me, so quickly pass me. so quickly past me, so quickly past me. All time you move so quickly, so quickly past me, so quickly past. Someday, in harmony, we will sing.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to O Time from Nabby's Hibernation CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up tonight's conversation with photographer Ainsley Boyd. Now that you've finished with fossils and in terms of getting the exhibit up and running, and as well as your wedding and that, any other projects you're working on at the moment?
Right now I'm just sort of taking a break, actually. I mean, I always have a camera with me and I'm always, you know, looking for stuff, but nothing specific.
Mm-hmm.
Often projects sort of leap out of wherever they already are and come.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Where can people find out more about you and your photography?
Well, I have a website. They can go to Ainsley Boyd, A-I-N-S-L-E-Y, Boyd.com. You'll see more about that.
Great. And, well, Ainsley, thank you very much for your time tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Ainsley Boyd. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.